BBC News with David Harper. Two leading pro-democracy campaigners in Hong Kong have been released on bail a day after they were held under the new national security law imposed by China. The first to be freed was Agnes Chow, followed by Jimmy Lai, who was greeted by a huge scrum of supporters and photographers. There are further signs that the main presidential challenger in Belarus, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, left the country for Lithuania under duress. A pro-government internet channel has shown a video in which she reads a script telling supporters to stop their protests. She has refused to recognise President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election in Sunday's poll. Ceremonies have been held in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to mark the moment a week ago when the city was hit by a devastating blast. Residents walked through the streets behind marching bands dressed in white. There was a moment's silence at the port, which was at the centre of the explosion. There have also been further protests. Demonstrators have again taken to the streets of the Malian capital, Bamako, to demand that President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita step down. They've been angered by worsening jihadist violence, economic mismanagement, and a disputed parliamentary election earlier this year. The protests had paused during a Muslim festival. More than 80 people have been killed in clashes in South Sudan between armed civilians and troops carrying out a disarmament exercise. A military spokesman said most of those who died in the violence in Warab State were soldiers. The World Health Organization has said more than 100,000 cases of coronavirus infection are being reported in the Americas every day. The agency's regional director said COVID-19 had overwhelmed the region's health services. The authorities in Mauritius say cracks in the hull of a cargo ship, which ran aground last month, sparking an environmental emergency, are worsening. The ship has leaked about 1,000 tonnes of oil. Much of the fuel which remained on board has now been removed. BBC News.